page 132, a mark scheme is very specific to the task which students are undertaking and measures their learning, or understanding, in the lesson or over a series of lessons. When learning objectives are shared with students, students should also have an understanding of the mark scheme. A mark scheme reflects a series of expectations, or different levels which students might be expected to achieve. There is a very detailed mark scheme on page 11 of Burnham and Brown's article which focuses on the issue of causation. What is worth remembering here is that the KS3 scheme of work revisits the issue of causation across the key stage. The Year 9 mark scheme is therefore progressive. It helps to demonstrate how students have become better at causation between years 7 and 9. This is far more valuable than stating that the students have reached level 6 or 7 in causation. The mark scheme takes into account the nature of causation and how students' understanding might have become more sophisticated. It is worth exploring this mark scheme in more detail because it is a technique which is used at a number of different levels in history teaching. The mark scheme has two components: response type mark, characteristic features of pupils' responses. The responses range.